Okay, so here's the deal. So I want you guys to be the judge and determine if it's necessary to have a website. Does it close doors to potential business and opportunities if you don't have one? Is a Facebook page enough? Well, let me just let you guys decide based on a real-life story that I experienced myself a few weeks ago. So, with Art Slam Live, my goal is to further connect ourselves in the community. And I went to a place that I've wanted to connect with for several years now. It is the South Carolina Governor's School for the Arts, and especially their foundation. My goal was to meet with a key contact over there, introduce myself to them as the founder of Art Slam Live, let them know a little bit about what we've been doing over the past five, actually going on 6 years now, and really to see if there's an opportunity for some collaboration and working together. So I had an opportunity to go on their campus a few weeks back. This was just a drop-in, now, mind you. So I really was just trying to maybe talk to somebody to get a name and then follow up. Well, I had a great opportunity where the key person, the director of the foundation for this school of the arts, was actually available. And so I didn't plan to sit down and meet with this person at this time, but I had the opportunity to come on in for a quick second, introduce myself. He invited me into his office. I sat down and we just talked a few minutes and really just told him about Art Slam Live, what we do, and I kept making references and mentions back to the website. Because again, now picture this. I'm some guy that he doesn't know. Now I came in professionally dressed, but I'm just some guy that walked off the street, just introduced myself to him. This was totally unplanned. This was totally unscheduled. And I'm talking about a concept and an event that we've been doing in town. But keep in mind, we're still in the growing phases. So he's never heard of me. He's never heard of Art Slam Live. He's never heard of ArtSlamLive.com. None of that. I could be some crazy person that's walking in off the street. But he gave me the time to sit down and chat with him. We probably talked for about 15, maybe 20 minutes. And, of course, we were planning on some follow-up so we can schedule something a little bit more formal. So as I left, of course, I gave him the website address. And I can bet you that before I even pulled out of the parking lot, the gentleman went to the website. His name is Mr. Tim McLean, and he is the director of the foundation for the South Carolina Governor's School for the Arts. And so I'm sure that Tim, before I even got out of the parking lot, he went to the website, artslamlive.com, to really find out more about what I share with him in person and what I share with him verbally. I'm sure if I were him, I would be curious if this is real. I'd be curious if this is something that is, well done, or if this is something that is just kind of half put together. He had no idea. And that's where the website came into place. So, again, I had no record at that point in time of him going to the website. Great thing that had taken place. We were able to schedule a follow-up meeting. And actually what Tim did, this was awesome. He scheduled a tour of the campus for me and lunch. And so I circled back and we had that meeting. And as I was taking the tour with him, Tim was mentioning things that he had seen on the website. He had mentioned the videos and specific videos and how he was showing me some of the visual artwork of the students that were there. He was making references back to some of the actual video of my artwork that I've done and I have posted on the Art Slam Live website. Other things that he was talking about, and he was making mention to seeing the events that I had showcased on the ArtSlamLive.com website. So I said all that to say that I really believe the website was almost like me having a PR agent. The website did the work for me when I was not even around. Again, this was a very important meeting that I wanted to have. A good opportunity just to sit down and chat with somebody and tell them more about what I did. and more about our event and what we've been doing for the past 6 years. And the website did the job of not only further telling the story, but also showing Tim. Tim got a chance to see what I've seen already, because I've, of course, obviously lived it, because I was there, but he'd never seen this before, and that's where the website came in. So, what about you? What about yourself with whatever it is, the initiative that you're doing, whether it's a creative initiative or something totally different? How do you have a website that can actually help plead your case? Do you have a website after somebody meets you? Are they going to be able to have a place to go back to find out more information to back up what you may have just shared with them verbally? Is there a PR person that's representing you that can tell an even better story about who you are and what you possibly can do with this person working together? A PR person that can tell that story, that PR person should be your website. Now, obviously, having a website tells that story. The flip side of that is not having a website actually tells a story as well. It's my belief, and many of you have heard me say this before, it's my belief that if you don't have a website, it actually tells a story of how professional you may not be. It may, if you don't have a website for your creative initiative, your creative idea, it may tell the story that you may not be as far as along as you may want to communicate and perceive when you're talking to someone that is the gatekeeper to an open door for you. If this was about 5 years ago, maybe even 6 years ago, yeah, doing the work to get a website, a decent website up and running, would have cost a lot of money, would have cost a lot of time. But guys, you know that that's not the case anymore. Someone can launch a website today. And it's as simple as launching some of the Facebook business pages that I've seen you guys launch. Here's the thing. Some of you may say, well, I got a Facebook business page, so what do I need a website for? You take a look at the organizations, the artists, the creative people, the businesses, the freelancers, anyone that who has already stepped through the doors that you are trying to step through. Is my hunch. If I was a betting man, I would bet that they do have not only a Facebook business page, but they do have a primary website that serves as headquarters. I believe anybody that limits themselves to just having a Facebook page for business and not some form of web presence that's a basic website has really just painted a negative picture of themselves, that they are not ready as far as being able to take that next step through that door. Sounds like a simple thing. Sounds like it's something that, you know, I may be making too big of a deal about. But honestly, guys, you want to make sure that you are marketing yourself. And one key, I think, a game changer, and it's so plain and basic, something that tells a story about who you are and where you are in this season of business for what you do. Having the website or not having the website tells a story.